The exciting thing about it is it's called a boot. It's basically just an audio recording. It published over the social web. But I think the very name Boo is rather playful. And they've incorporated an element of play into this. And I really enjoyed the talk tonight. When Joel invited me to this, I started looking into it. The Zen element that came about, it just brought about, I thought one of the central things was that, you know, we have this dualism of work and play, you know? And it's so easy to fall into that trap. And you dislodged that early on. How do you sometimes get caught in that trap yourself? Or do you always have it? Well, the opposite of play is boredom as opposed to work.
Well, I never get bored. I mean, that's just everything I find interesting. But,
yeah.
But of course, but it's a mental thing. I mean, if you can see, if you can just enjoy the aspects of what you're doing and be humorous and be warm and smile, you know, just your smile is like one of the biggest gifts you can give to other people, then your day will be good.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, it's quite simple. So if you just have a positive attitude, and, I mean, to focus on the benefits. Like, when you're focusing on yourself is usually when you get really depressed. But if you're thinking about how what I'm doing helps other people,
the generosity,
you kind of warm up. So, I mean, that's generally what you do. Like, and not everybody can have a job where they're just inventing toys all day long. You know, that's pretty rare. But we can all actually be happy in our job, whatever it is.
Yeah.
By, you know, thinking about others, having a positive attitude, being playful and funny. The people, usually there's someone at work who's the most kind of popular person that everybody wants to be with. And that's not usually the most serious person. It's usually the most playful, the one who has time for you when you want to go and chat. So that's the secret to happiness. Pretty simple.
And maybe the secret to a thriving workplace in an office sense is to curate that mix of people to have that
that element. But you know, you need a mix of people because some people are very shy. So you actually you need to mix the people who the audience and the entertainers. You know, you need like the complete mix of people to make a little culture.
Yeah, I introduced an online friend, Michael McAllister, to the conversation tonight through Twitter. Are you Infinite Smile? He does this great podcast. He calls it a Zen-inspired podcast. Mm. And I'm a regular listener, and this I think it's really fantastic. I love this idea that technology can connect all of these conversations into, in some ways, a larger shared conversation, like we've never been able to do in history before. We can do in this moment, and it's awesome, and it's also just casual. Wow, we can do that now. That's kind of fun.
Great.
Yeah. Well,
nice talking to you.
Nice talking with you as well. Cheers.